stealthily the pirate creeps while all the household soundly sleeps. This is... How does Slink feel about Harris's Roomba entourage? A Toastiverse ficlet by Sci-Fi Girl 47. Read by You Stole My Name.
With cat-like tread, upon our prey we steal. In silence dread, our cautious way we feel. No sound at all, we never speak a word. A fly's foot, or we'd be distinctly heard. So stealthily the pirate creeps while all the household soundly sleeps.
I'm going to need you not to taunt the Roomba. Slink stared at Harris, the tip of his tail swishing back and forth. Harris pointed at the poor Roomba, which was in the process of circling his feet for about the sixth time in the past 5 minutes. I get it. I do, buddy. It's annoying as hell. But you're giving the poor thing a complex. Slink yawned. Right. Cat don't care, Harris said. Cat absolutely do not care. He looked down at the Roomba, who was creeping up the side of his ankle. No. Bad robot. No. The Roomba, which listened to him about as much as Slink did, just kept trying to mount his leg. Harris took a step back, scooting out of reach. Look, you got all the cat hair. It's fine. There's nothing. Slink stood, stretching with a languid, unhurried grace. Then he padded across the back of the couch, leaping onto Harris's shoulder. Don't you dare, Harris told him, and Slink rubbed against the side of his head, purring. The Roomba, aware of a fresh crop of cat hair settling onto every surface in a 6-foot radius, went nuts, trying its best to climb Harris's pants. Right, Harris said. Resigned, he scratched Slink behind the ear. Guess I should be grateful you're not teaming up, because that would probably be worse.
So stealthily the pirate creeps while all